This call is being recorded.
Hey, who's on the line?
Patrick's here.
Hey, all right. I saw a number dial in, so I wanted to make sure that you're aware it starts in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm the one that sent the email out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Tom called me, and I'm like, I'm driving, Tom, so I can't do much.
Everybody was in a hurry.
Yeah.
I told Tom that he really needs to start having meetings with his parole officer at a different time.
I know, you know. He's like, I got to be there, got to be there. I'm like, dude, like, doesn't the guy come to your house? I think with the anklet, it'd be a pain for him to go places, but who knows.
So how's the house?
Great. Got one for sale if you want it. Really, really, really need to sell, but the one we moved into is great.
When did you put your previous house up for sale? Did you have it up for sale much before you moved?
No, like early July probably. We've shown it a few times. A lot of people complain about the size of the kitchen. I'm like, for $95,000, I don't know what you expect in a kitchen. So,
tell them they can take the whole first floor and make it into a kitchen if they want.
Exactly. And I don't know. Our realtor doesn't seem to be showing it a whole lot, so I don't know. We got to figure something out.
Is it on multi-listing, or is it just one realtor handling it?
She's got a list on MLS, and then it's on Zillow, realtor.com. So, I mean, it's shared places. It's shown a few times. Just doesn't seem like she's driving a lot of people to it. It's more other agents finding it and saying, hey, I want to come look at it.
Right.
So, but, yeah, I don't know. Talk to her. I might see if we just switch agents because it seems like she's not – either her clients aren't in that price range or I don't know what it is. Frustrating, especially considering I have two mortgage payments right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I may be up for selling a house in the near future. Since the company I work for merged with a larger company that I now work for, which does the same shit that we do here in Pittsburgh, but they're located in Phoenix, Arizona. My department in IT, once we were getting ready to transition over to the new company's stuff, like their HR, their payroll, their benefits, their all that crap, that starts January 1st. And it's a little distressing because what I do does not have an equivalency in the new company. So I don't know how they're going to handle that. And they may handle it by not having me come over.
Right.
So I don't know when they're going to start telling us the intricacies of getting screwed or not.
Yeah.
But I've already got
the worst part.
Yeah, I've already got some resumes out with the software vendor that I work with at our company, and I'm going out there for it's the meeting I go to, week-long meeting I go to every October that always starts homecoming weekend. It always pisses Bagley off that I can never come to homecoming. That's the first thing he said this year. When he called a few months back, and he goes, let me guess, you have to go to Salt Lake City the second weekend in October. I said, you got it.
So my anniversary is October 10th. Me and my wife are taking a small trip, so I won't be there. That's
well,
what 2 years
you
ago.
Celebrate your anniversary at the stadium, Milan Puskar anniversaries.
Because I'm not paying $600 to spend a weekend in Morgantown. Freaking ridiculous.
Oh. And then you got the offer. Both of you could stay with Jay Morano.
Well, we could. That'd be interesting.
That could make
little
threesome. An anniversary you would not forget.
I'm sure. But Dyson's always offering his floor.
I sent a little note to Jay after he sent out that litany of reasons why nobody would ever want to get anywhere near Jay Morano. I sent him an, I said, you know what? You forgot to put your CPAP breathing machine in the lift. So along with all the other things that are going on with naked guys running around and a whorehouse being run and the whole business, they're going to have to listen to your breathing machine all night.
That sounds very romantic. Sets the ambiance. I'll pitch it to the wife.
And maybe, yeah. You know, like a Yankee candle or something thrown in for good measure. I don't know how you could go wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking, you know, we're going to get a small cabin for a couple of days out in the mountains. But, yeah, who knows? We'll see.
No, this sounds better. And you know something, I'm going to have to bounce back to Jay, too, and to Tom, as a matter of fact, who so highly talked about Jay becoming our ritual advisor. I think that all of the morality that was put forth in that email that he sent to us should be the, like, document everyone has to learn when they're neophytes in our new chapter. Here is who your ritual advisor is.
I think that sounds fair. Sounds about right.
Hey, guys, Brother Baldwin, I was on another call.
What's up?
I was just saying, I just got on. I was on another call. Sorry about that.
Well, it's delayed till 6:15, so you're early now.
Awesome.
Begley had something he had to do, so he should be joining us shortly.
But we're all on His Highness's time, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, Eric, I told him if he would just change his weekly parole meeting, he wouldn't run into stuff like this. Let me see if I can pick up the document.
I'm driving, so I'm not responsible for any language in here.
That's okay.
Yeah, me, fully me too.
I live in Pittsburgh. That's just how we talk here.
Good thing is I have a rental, so someone runs into me, I really don't care. So. So it's fun when it has out-of-state plates, too, because I just, you know, I'm like, they think I'm not from here, whatever. Cut somebody off. I don't know what I'm doing.
Hey, Jason, did you check on those two guys?
Yeah, both of them, I think, and I was going to bring it up, were part of the not expelled, but when the chapter went under, so they're
right.
Not active till 2020. So I need to get more info, and we need to bring that up to get them in that program, see if they want to become active. Dyson's also trying to get me a list of guys, both of these names. He's like, oh yeah, good guys. So he knows well who out of that group we really want to try to actively recruit, because if we wait till 2020, we're never going to get any of them back in the fold.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, these guys are reaching out, wanting to join. I mean, if they want to join, all we're going to ask them is basic membership, $20 a month. I don't think that's too much. And, you know, I think with Dyson's blessing, I think, you know, the rest of it should be pretty easy to confirm.
Right.
Dyson will sure let you know if somebody was a waste.
I was thinking about this the other day. Are there any of those knuckleheads still in school?
Not many, if any, yeah. And if they are, they're probably in grad school, so probably not guys we wouldn't mind having around anyway.
Yeah,
because most of the class was sophomores, juniors, and up in 2015 in the May. So they probably would have been at the earliest sophomores, 16, juniors, 17. So they might be going into their senior year this year. But that would be few, and those would be the guys that were recruited right in. So honestly, those are the ones that came in under pretenses. We don't, you know, I don't think those will get, or we may even want. It's more of the older guys that came in when the chapter was still somewhat of a chapter and active, and, you know, get caught up with
so
bad
there's
apples.
There's a possibility that we'll have some undergraduates still in school when we come back to reorganize.
That's what I was concerned about.
Yeah, I'd have to check the database, but it's possible. I don't believe it's any of the big offenders. And to that point, I mean, if they are, maybe we should proactively reach out and say, hey, here's where we are. We're rechartering. What do you guys want to come back? Let's, you know, have them part of member ed and stuff. I mean, re-rush them, really.
Well, I think it would probably be a good idea for us to pull that list together of who those people could possibly be and turn that over to the expansion team. Because,
yeah,
you know, if some of those are still pissed off, they could be making some trouble at some recruitment meetings or whatever.
No, I agree. That's a good point. Because, I mean, I would assume there were freshmen that spring. You know, generally you rush freshmen, sophomores. So if they were freshmen spring of 15, they'd be seniors this year, right? Sophomores spring of 16. Juniors, yes, they'd be seniors this year. So, I mean, they'd be on their outgoing senior. But again, I mean, the way some of them acted. But honestly, I'd be surprised if those guys are still in college. But yeah, I'll get the list of the younger ones. And yeah, I mean, we can at least, I would think we could send it to student, you know, Greek too, and say, hey, can you tell us if these guys are in college?
Right.
I can't think that'd be much of a privacy violation. Who knows?
No, they can answer the question whether they are enrolled or not. They just can't give you any personal information.
Right. So then if they are enrolled, we can go from there. I mean, find Facebook and Twitter and look them up.
Right.
And honestly, Dyson's in all those. Yeah, Dyson can hunt them down for us.
Aha!
Hey, does anybody know anybody that's got a room they're not going to use for homecoming?
I think Jay Morano's got half a room.
I think Jared Bush is taking that one.
Jay Morano has the corner.
It would have to fit my wife and two kids in it. So.
I got a beautiful house in Parkersburg you're welcome to.
That's too far. I'll find a spot. We were trying to prevent having to drive in and drive out on the same day, but we kind of drug our feet on even deciding on that. So.
Jeez.
I'm sure Dyson would always let you hang out.
Yeah, I mean, we've done that before, so I don't care about doing that either. So.
You could pitch a tent in Turner's yard.
Thank you. That's nice, Pat.
Hey, well, Tom, are you on?
I am here.
I shared with the guys that you were attempting in the future to get your parole meeting changed away from Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right. The Security and Exchange Commission definitely has other ideas around how I got to do things these days. So,
friggin' SEC.
Yeah.
Love the DOL ruling. We'll just leave it at that.
I'm sorry. I've been learning the DOL ruling since 2011. It sucks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it looks like we've got a full complement short of, I don't see a folio. So, let me just reach out to him real quick. Let me text him, and then we'll get started.
And, Tom, I just saw the email from Twan about not being able to make a call.
Yep. Bob just joined us, so.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Right on time, Bobby.
Hey.
Okay.
Bob, are you back from the military front? I hear you were visiting some veterans this past few weeks.
Yes, I was. Thank you, Pat. I was in Kokomo, Indiana, with my brother to the 35th annual Vietnam Veterans Reunion. It's like 20,000 Vietnam vets show up there every year. So, thanks for remembering. Yes, sir. I'm back.
Did you have the Beach Boys there so that you could sing along?
In fact, there was a Beach Boys, a faux Beach Boys. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Many times.
Wouldn't that be nice?
How funny. All right, fellas, let's get this on. Hey, Johnny, are you on the call? I didn't see.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Well, why don't we get this this call going? We're 15 minutes late. I apologize, and thank you for understanding. I had an extremely time-sensitive document that had to get FedEx, so I needed to run to the UPS store and didn't anticipate that today. So, all right, I hereby call this regular board of directors September meeting to order. John George, can I please have the roll call?
Sure. Bob Loffner, AP68. Juan is out. Ken Burko, AP367.
Here.
Eric Baldwin, AP412, regional leader and vice president, chief operating officer.
Present.
Patrick Bullitt, excuse me. Patrick Farley.
Here.
Thank you. Jordan Feathers.
Here.
Greg Winkleman. Jason Hyatt.
Here.
John George is present. Patrick Folio. I'm sorry, Patrick, did you chime in there?
No, he's not on yet.
Okay, thank you. Matt Laffa. Tom Begley.
Present.
Right,
thank
Tom, we're good.
You very much. Can I have a motion to dispense of the reading of last month's minutes?
So moved.
Second, please.
Second, Bob Lochner.
Okay, thank you. That was Eric Baldwin who motioned for that. Without objection, we're gonna do that, and we'll run right into our regional leader meetings. Why don't we start with you, Brother Lochner?
Okay, John. The only thing I have to report of note is I've been reaching out to the group here in Pittsburgh region, mainly to attend the homecoming come up in less than a month. So I've had at least four interactions, and I know Jay's going to attend, I'm going to attend, and I believe Bobby DeBlasi is going to go. He and I have talked personally by ourselves, and I think he and I might drive down. So my big push has been trying to get everybody to attend as well as possible homecoming 2017.
Well, great. And yes, Bobby D registered and paid this past week, so he is in.
Excellent.
Yes.
Good.
Really looking forward to seeing him. I think he's only coming for Saturday, but still, it's going to be great to see him and catch up. Haven't done that in a while.
That's all I had to report.
Great. Thank you very much. Charlotte Region, Ken Burko.
I don't really have anything to update you on, Tom. Sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay. For all of the regional leaders, that what I really need you to do is push out the emails over the course of the next few weeks, at least one a week, if not text message and Facebook as well on your regional sites, encouraging guys to go out and remind them of the deadline, of the need that we have for the catering to get guys to register, and also the deadline for the hotel at the end of this month. So you guys just put that out. That would be wonderful.
Just real quick on that, since I am Facebook challenged, and as much as I don't have an account, John George, can you help me out with that, please?
Or Jason?
Yeah, I can help that. Let's catch up afterwards.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm just reading a text message. Let's go to Baltimore, D.C., Eric Baldwin.
Nothing to report right now, although I would appreciate if we could get a new leader in place, because I am currently president of one group. I recently got conned into being treasurer of another, and
you got it.
I'm a little busy. So if I can not...
Yes, I completely agree. I am working on it, I assure you. And I don't have anything to announce right now, but I've asked, I just have not heard back, and I have not followed up. So I will oblige you on that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, and I understand completely. Hold on, let me just look back to the email for what Anthony said. Not being made. Okay, here's what he wrote. That he wanted to reiterate, follow up on Bob's point, on Bob's email, that we are hearing of other alumni that are coming, but the self-action to go online is not being made. Perhaps you should collectively enter names in as we verbally confirm with them. Maybe even another category of tentatively coming could be added. For example, I saw Dave Goldberg last weekend at the WVU game, and he seemed to fit into tentative category. If we manually add knows and tentatives or knowns and tentatives, then the list would look healthier and closer to actual. See you all in a couple of weeks, Twan.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. How do you want to handle that, Jason? Do you want to just...
Honestly, if anybody knows anybody, just shoot me an email. And I'll just go and put tentative. And then, I mean, we've been trying to add them, but... You know, his point, we need to get more names up there. So if we get tentative, that might make someone come because they might be coming. And it might be the first.
My thought is don't even put tentative on there. Just put them on as coming. And if they don't, you know, let's just put them on the list. And then we will keep note of who is tentative so that we can give an accurate head count of who's paid to the caterer in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
But I like that idea, too.
Yeah, if anybody's got a name, just reply to not reply all and get it to me, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, fantastic. All right, thank you. Let's move on. Our Vice President, Chief Risk Officer, Jordan Feathers. Jordan, is your mute on? Hold on, Jordan. Okay, you're on now. Sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Can hear you now.
All right. I haven't heard anything from Patrick Folio about the homecoming tailgate, but I'm presuming we're going to do wristbands again just to kind of keep that kind of in check.
Yes.
Okay. And then I don't know if you want me to talk about kind of the fundraiser idea now or later.
Let's table it because I've got it in my report.
Okay.
But cool. Yeah. We will have the wristbands and, I'm not right now too concerned with the, I think it'll be easier to be controlled because we'll have myself and Patrick plus you in the area. So from a risk management standpoint, I think we'll be in good shape.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Next up is our historian, Patrick Farley.
Nothing necessarily from a history standpoint, other than I had an initial conversation with a brother from the early 80s named Don McNeil.
Yeah.
Bobby, do you remember Don McNeil?
Yes, I do.
He lived in the when we had a rented ranch house over by the stadium. He lived there with a few other folks at that time in the early 80s, and I located him just by serendipity on Facebook one day and reached out to him, and I just heard back from him a couple of days ago. He's currently living in Wilmington, Delaware, married, got some kids, and he said he'd be interested in a conversation, so I'll be reaching out to talk with him hopefully in the near future and see if we can get him re-involved. He was a pretty good guy when he was an undergraduate, at least one of the ones who had somewhat of a level head.
Cool. That's really good to hear. Keep us posted on that communication. And just remind him, if he hasn't done so, to go out onto the website and update his contact information.
Absolutely. And I don't think, Jason, if you could check and shoot me a message about whether or not we even have good information from Don McNeil. Like I said, he's living in Wilmington at the moment, so.
Yeah, email me his name if you don't mind, since I'm driving, and then I'll check it tonight when I get home.
I'll do it.
Thank you.
All right.
That's all for me, Tom, for about the history section. We'll talk 40th a little later, I guess.
Yeah, we will. Just briefly, I want to touch on that. Also, just wanted to just get your wheels turning too. Just reminding you that if everything breaks right, we're going to need the history document, you know, really polished up and ready to go for next spring. So we'll be teaching off of it. So any grammatical things that you could make on the later sections, even if it's not complete and accurate information yet, maybe you just want to brush up that and just make it more grammatically and syntax flowing. So I would appreciate it.
Will do.
All right. Let's move along. Jason, what's going on?
Other than Jason.
I'm here. I had you on mute. So obviously I'm going to start ramping up communication around homecoming. Given Twan's suggestion, I'll add out there, you know, thinking of coming, let us know. Just reply to this or shoot us an email. We have had a couple guys, and Dyson's been working trying to get some more conversation up with some of the younger guys. So we've had a couple requests to join the closed Facebook alumni group that are part of that. Not in good standing until 2020 because of the charter. So, Jordan, I'll get you those names. I think we might have a few guys we might want to talk to about possibly on that program we had to get them active, to get them involved. I asked Dyson, and I've run the names by him, and, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, good guys. You know, he knew that group better than anybody. And I'm trying to get him to get me a list of a few names of people that we might want to kind of reach out to proactively.
Hey, I'm
all
on
right.
here now.
Hey,
there you are.
Oh,
hey,
Eric.
Yep.
Hey, before
I started that list yet, I'll start on that TV clown down through there.
Nope. Okay. Go. Hey, before we go further, remember we had a distinguishing line there. There were some of the ones that had gone inactive, or that there was a group before the last group that were considered inactive that we were going after. The other ones that were in that last group, they're not okay coming back. Are we clear on that? Well, we're all on the same page there?
I'll get you the names before we do anything.
Yeah, let's scrub that carefully because that is a slippery slope that I am not about to go down. If they are NG 2021, they are not coming.
I think Hyatt and I were talking about going, you know, 10 years back.
Cool. Excellent. Cool. As long as we're on the same page there, then fantastic.
Yeah, and I'll get to list names to you and Jordan to look through. And, you know, like I said, I've got a couple that were on the other end of that. So I don't think there are any that you're worried about. The names I want to reach out.
I don't want to beat the dead horse. I know that you guys know. I just wanted to make sure that we were cool.
Gotcha. Other than that, I don't have much else to add. Like I said, I'm going to start sharing. If you guys can start sharing the post around and homecoming, I'm going to probably sit down tonight or tomorrow night and schedule a few for the next week or so to go out so that they're consistently going out. Other than that, I'll update the attendees. And if anybody has anybody that you think is 50% or more likely coming, shoot me an email with their name. We'll get them on the list so that we can build that up. And then once I have those names in there, I'll share that page too and say, hey, look who's coming. But yeah, we'll work on that. other than that, that's really all I have.
So, Jason, this is Bob.
Yeah.
When was the last time that the homecoming attendees was updated on the website? Just curious.
Three or four days ago. And all I'm going by is people that register online. So I know someone said they had someone that couldn't do it. You can do it straight through WVU Podcat, but if they don't have internet at all, you know, we got options. The other thing that's out there that might be deterring some people is you either have to pay via PayPal or you have to be a Black Diamond, you know, not paying member to register. So I guess to that point, Tom, do you think maybe we should mark a tentative or?
That yeah, we should. I don't want to, but if you think that that's holding people up from registering, then go ahead and do it. It just was such a pain in the butt last year.
I get it. I'll put a tentative out there, tentatively. We'll see how it goes. If it, you know, but
well,
I could see there being a few people going in there and like, well, I don't know what to pick.
But you said,
yeah, Bobby, well, last year you had a pay at the event. You just had pay later. And I think that if you want to do that, if you want to fix the system to do that, and if you think that will encourage people to register, then by all means.
Yeah, if anything, and it may not. I could see some people being deterred thinking, well, I may go, but I don't want to put the money down. They got to check their schedule or whatever, or they don't have PayPal.
Sure.
And they're like, what do I do?
Yep.
So I'll add that in. I'll get that in tonight. And, again, everybody, just email me if it's somebody you think's going, you know, likely coming. We'll add them to the list, and then I'll get that shared and, you know, try to boost it up a little more to register because we're less than a month away now.
But you said Bobby Dabrowski is signed up?
Bob is signed up and paid for.
I haven't. Yeah, so that's – I don't think he's on there yet. I'll get that updated tonight or tomorrow night.
Good. Perfect.
Okay, thank you very much. Our Secretary and Chief Communications Officer, John George.
Hey, real quick, the September newsletter, I sent it to Tom and Jason today. It's spotlighting Canton Shop AP 239, so look for that soon. Jason can get it out. That's all I got.
It looks really good, man. It's sharp, and I think Canton's going to appreciate that very much, so thank you. Okay, our VP and Chief Operating Officer, Eric Baldwin, back for a second engagement for another one of his great oratory exhibitions. Thank you, Eric Baldwin, for this update.
No report? No, I'm just kidding. I have been a little behind, but here in the next day or two, hopefully Friday, while I'm sitting in the operating room with somebody, I'm going to start getting out communications to solicit for all the positions minus the certified risk list, which has already been called for. But it won't be anything saying that we're definitely coming back, but it's definitely going to be something to say who's interested in joining the team as an advisor to support bringing us back. So if you guys know anybody that would be interested, especially somebody that lives in Morgantown, please let me know and I'll reach out to them personally. Other than that, Tom sent out the report from, the application package from WVU. We're going to talk about that later. Do you want to talk about that now, Tom, or do you want to?
By all means, man. Go right ahead.
Well, I don't have anything in particular except to say that we were all impressed by the packet. I liked it. It looks like everything's moving well. We still have a phone call to set up, I believe, with, what's his name? Bo?
Hey, Eric, we're getting about every fifth word from you right now.
Sorry, I'm driving, guys. Can you hear me now?
Hey, Eric.
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you, okay. I can hear you. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I blame Tom.
Yeah, I think Tom was the one cutting out.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Yeah.
Well, I don't have anything additional, so if you guys have any questions, I'm willing to field them. Silence is golden. Awesome. Completely?
I'm here. Anybody else here?
Norman, Bo.
Yep.
Sorry, guys. Yep. I had a malfunction. My apologies.
Yeah, you blame my phone.
I was trying to get to mute you because it was still going. I apologize. I missed that.
You're fine.
Okay. Are you through with your thoughts?
Other than the update, just let me know if you guys know anybody that would be interested in the chapter or the advisor roles.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. All right. Let me give you guys a quick update on where things stand with the rechartering effort. As I sent to you, we sent the Greek Life office and the new director of Greek Life, Matt Richardson, a rechartering packet, and I think it looks pretty slick. It was hand-delivered and then electronically delivered. And right now, it has been passed along to the IFC to start viewing. They are going to work up some questions and get back to us and give us an opportunity to come into Morgantown to meet with them to discuss it. So everything is on track. We've got everything in there that they need. There was an initial question about insurance coverage that was answered from our national office. So we're good to go there. The initial thought back, and I'm glad to see that Eric was on the call. I don't know if he's still on. The initial pushback, and it's something that we were prepared for and we'll talk about, was the fact that we still have guys on campus from the 2015 and before group. And they apparently are still posing and representing themselves as PICAPs. Matthew Richardson, the new Greek Life director, and I had a conversation about this, and we shared a few things back and forth. Officially, our policy is if we know who these people are and we identify them, then our attorneys will get involved and write them a cease and desist letter. But again, strategically going in this timeline, we recognize the fact that we'd still have guys that were freshmen and sophomores that are now juniors and seniors that will eventually be either failing out of school, which is what we figured, or graduating and going home by the time we get going, and certainly by the time that we put our group back into our house. So I'm not worried about that. I don't think they're really truly worried about that, and I don't anticipate that being something that would prevent us from initializing and initiating our reorganization on campus. On that note, again, with the introduction of the new Greek Life director, Matthew Richardson, we spoke by phone and have traded several email messages, not only about the reorganization, but about our alumni chapter and our efforts and making him aware of what we're doing. An interfraternal initiative that's taking place that I'll update you on briefly. And I also invited him to join us for a future call so that he can participate in it. Before I go any further, Eric, ears and eyes to the ground, man. Do you have anything to add to what I've already said or any initial feedback on Richardson?
Are you talking about Dyson or Baldwin?
Dyson.
Oh, okay. We did have a meeting with him actually about, when was that, on Friday, I guess it was. It was about the Pikes moving into their building, and I mean, I talked to him a little bit, but it wasn't, we didn't talk anything specifically about PICAP coming back on campus to answer your question.
No, certainly. I didn't think that you would have, but I was just wondering if you've had any impressions about how he's being received.
Well, he's not, yeah, I mean, I've talked to a lot of undergrads. I just left working it just a little while ago, and he certainly doesn't have the negative image that Baker had. So it seems like the guys are warming up to the fact that he kind of is, he's in that role now. Now, how hard he pushes these groups will ultimately decide how much cooperation that these groups want to give him, if you know what I'm saying. So he hasn't come out with any kind of strict policies or anything like that at this point that I'm aware of. And he's been kind of well-received by the groups that he's gone and seen. I don't think he's gone around and met with all of them yet, but I know he's just recently passing one out of Sigma Nu just a couple days ago, so I know he's hitting all these groups up. But I haven't heard any bad, not too many bad words about him at this point, so I'll kind of keep my ear to the ground and find out what how groups are feeling about this guy. But he seems a pretty welcoming, open guy, and I think he's a little more optimistic than Baker ever was, so I think that's probably going to be good for us.
Well, great. I'm excited about that. The initial responses I've gotten from him are, the communications I've had with him are largely positive. He's measured in his responses to what we have talked about. So I wouldn't say that he's giving us a full green light, but I think he's very appreciative that we reached out to him and offered our support and cooperation for his efforts. Just real briefly, I think we mentioned as part of one of the initiatives, after the recommendations for the strategic planning committee, we discussed that we were going to try to encourage a interfraternal group to work together on campus to see if we can find some mutually beneficial things that we can help encourage better advisory on the campus of WVU. There is a group called the Fraternity Alumni Support Group that has acted in a quasi-advisory capacity, a loosely organized group of some concerned Greek, some Greek advisors, just generally an amalgamation of essentially people over the years that have joined this email distribution group. And the guy that has headed it up for and spearheaded the thing, I reached out to and shared that I had some thoughts on how we might organize collectively as advisors. And he asked me to write what was called he called it a white paper to outline those thoughts. And so I accomplished that. I did that this past week through that email. I got a phone call from Ron Justice and spent about an hour on the phone kind of getting a little bit more in depth of his views on what some other advisory people that have direct chapter advisor and housing corporations. There's currently an effort underway similar to what I had espoused. So he put me in contact, Eric, just in case you didn't know or hadn't heard, with Barton Lohr, who was spearheading.
Yeah. I talked to Ron just 2 days ago, and he gave me a great time about calling you and the Strimback issues and all that kind of stuff. So I'm up to speed on all what you're talking about, but go ahead.
Okay, cool.
And Tom, Mike Turner here real quick. Barton Lohr, actually, he and I have season tickets together, and we had a long conversation. He's excited about, wants to get a hold of you as well.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm very glad to hear that.
Yeah, he's very, very excited about welcoming our program a part of. We had probably an hour and a half conversation on Saturday. Call me later. Call me tomorrow. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, that sounds great. I will. Just in short, guys, what I did then is after I had talked to Mike, I emailed Barton. I sent him the white paper. Again, just offering my support, our support through what our efforts have been, and just gave him some ideas about how we could organize. Eric and Mike, so that you guys know, one of their concerns was that Dr. Richardson was a little bit hesitant to incorporate alumni so early into his tenure. And my point to them was that our ability or desire to organize as an interfraternal alumni group is kind of irrelevant to what he's doing as Greek advisory. It's not that we don't want to work together, but to organize and get this started is really not dependent on what his wishes are. So I think Barton understood that and agreed. And so I'm glad to hear that, Mike, and I'll continue to spearhead that, work on my end on that, and hopefully get us to a good place. But I'm very pleased with the early feedback that I got from a few of the advisors. So we're going to continue with that. All right. Any questions on that from the rest of you guys before we move on? Okay, great. The next thing on the agenda, and I apologize, I'm pulling it back up here, homecoming. Yeah, not to beat a dead horse. Please, 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 if you have not registered, please go out and do so. If you don't want to pay, I understand. Put yourself in as a Archon or Black Diamond supporter and just get it done so we can see who's registered. Give Jason the updates. Everybody communicate. Regional leaders, keep doing that, and that'll be fantastic. The third item on my agenda is fundraising. Again, we're going to
just an updated homecoming point. I haven't seen what's on the site for. I haven't looked out there for a while yet. But hi, did you update that part about Turner's Place on Friday?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure that was clear. So try to steer.
I may not be home. I'm going to be in Guam.
Great. I'll take care of everything then. Just make sure you leave the key hot tub not open.
Just have to drink at Turner's. Get missed or get lost. I can't remember the rest, but I'll get it updated.
Yeah, we're good. I'm surprised you obviously didn't read the last email that I sent out, Turner.
Yes, I did. Hey, I don't chime into shit like that, Tom. I read the state and whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah, the last time Turner didn't chime in on something, he got a part in a play that we did last time.
Thanks, Farley. You're exactly correct. That's the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, your palatial estate is going to be hosting this wonderful gathering, so we're very thrilled and we thank you. Yeah, so we got that. I think everybody's kind of clear on that. And as we communicate again, we'll make and stress the point that we don't need private passenger vehicles parked out front of Turner's Place to please Uber or cab it over to his house. And we'll definitely get that into the agenda. For the fundraising, again, as we get closer, we're going to be launching the fundraising. I don't have anything new to update on my efforts to do that because it's dependent upon getting the formal approval from WVU Greek Life, which we don't have. Jordan, would you mind again now just giving us an update on what you have found out in terms of the bricks?
Sure, yeah. Just to kind of bring everybody up to speed, it was brought up that we would do kind of a brick paver inscription type fundraiser where you could donate and either put your name or a pledge brother's name or somebody who has passed, something along those lines onto a brick. The thing that Turner and I have discussed, and we're kind of at a little bit of a standstill now, is we've got a great brick wall in the house, but from what I'm gathering from my research is that it'd be very, very difficult, if not impossible, to engrave those bricks. So then we're talking about finding an area where we could have like a patio type area, because it was discussed that we probably didn't want to do it on the front steps because those bricks then turn into flying projectiles. So we're kind of at a point now of where could we display this and put this in an area where it would be kept nice and not be turned into something that could damage the house. So that's really kind of where we are right now. We're just kind of a little bit of standstill figuring out where that might happen. But I think the price points for those could be very similar to what we've done for the alumni chapter. You could start at a minimum level, and that gets you your name and your AP number. You could step up from that and put yourself and your big brother, and step up from that, and the large donation could be your pledge class or something along those lines. So you know, the details are not concrete right now, no pun intended, but I think the biggest thing is finding an area where you can do this, where it shows it off but doesn't turn into something that gets destroyed or damaged very quickly.
Jordan, it's 67. Out in Salt Lake City, where I venture to once a year, to Tom's great surmise, we have a wall of contributors to the company that I go out to visit, and they've done it on more of a high-tech level. And it is a projection of that same type of effect, but it allows you to update it and it allows you to move it from place to place. And the other part about having, you know, something physical like a brick, if we would ever get rid of the house, or we would move, or something would destroy it from an act of God or something, then we've lost things that are going to be a cost to recover. So we might want to look now into a little more high-tech possibilities of having something that is a wall projection that has a real slick presentation to it, that has a listing of the people who are the contributors.
I'd never thought of that. That sounds like something that could be a doable option for us and not too
cost
prohibitive.
And then we can also take it with us when we go places, like we have dinners somewhere, we are having an outdoor event, and we can project it onto the side of something or a screen up. So
if you would happen to have some kind of a link or something like that, you know, that I could visualize it, just send me that in an email, and then I can look into that and see how that would all work. And that's something we
can
definitely present.
Let me see what I can gather together for you, and I'll even talk to the Master Control Group out in Salt Lake City and see if they can give me some information on what product they use.
That's a cool thing. That might be even better, because logistically, you're right, man. I think that's a nightmare. If Mike ever decides that's not our home anymore, then we got a hell of a project on our hands to recover those physical bricks. So I love it. Good, great, great. I'm glad you chimed in with that.
Cool.
Let's put that one as a pending item to be done, and let's get a quick update on that so that we can drive that as soon as possible. Okay, thank you very much on that, Jordan. I appreciate it. All right, I have nothing more to update on the ability, experience, and volunteer opportunities. It's just not come back up. I will, as soon as I hear something, I plan on reaching back out to the guys down in Charlotte, and then I'll see if we can push that forward. Before we get to the quick 40th rechartering update, also wanted to let you guys know that I'm narrowing down those dates now that the schedule's back online for next spring to figure out a weekend for spring alumni weekend that we can lock in. I've already had a conversation with the hotel. They are more than happy to have us back and host us again in the spring. They said it was very successful. They made money. They'd like to have us back again next year. So I just need to pick a weekend and we'll go from there. 40th update. Again, I don't expect there to be much on this. And in fact, until we have the go ahead from the WVU and that our timeline is not interrupted, I'd like to definitely not lock into anything yet so that we can remain flexible on spring, fall 18. Just let's just make sure we've got the timeline worked out when WVU allows us to come back on. Do you have anything more concrete to update, Patrick, on the 40th?
No. And, some of the very words you just mentioned were why I've been so kind of lucid on getting anything solid for information until we, you know, really get a very good feeling for when this is going to happen so that I can start jumping on it like a bad pig.
Okay. The only thing that I want to maintain that we're doing right now is within the newsletter. You guys will notice that Johnny's keeping in a question about the upcoming 40th anniversary of the recharting of 1978. If we drop things like that within our communications and continue to do that, I think that will go a long way, and then we can keep it fresh in people's mind that that date is coming up. We will be celebrating it. It's just we don't have a concrete date, so we'll go from there. And I think that's about all that I've got on my plate right now. It's a lot, but let's drive homecoming, guys. You know, and I know, we always get the last minute push. I'm not worried. I know we're going to have a good time with whoever's there. I just want Ken Burko is driving all the way up from Charlotte, and I want to make sure he has a good time when he comes up for that effort.
Well, yeah, and you know something else too, Tom. Look at some of the older people we haven't seen in a while. I mean, Alan Ashworth hadn't been around 30 years, and then along with Coomer, I mean, there's got to be people from that same era that would be piggyback against that. I can't believe they haven't.
They will, and again, I think, you know, seeing Bobby D and seeing Alan Ashworth, Jeff Coomer, we're going to get people. I'm not worried. I'm really, truly not worried. We continue to have Jarrett Bush is going to be there, we think. Brant Bush is going to be there. We got a good group of guys, and I'm not worried. We'll have a great group. Just keep pushing it. Johnny, do we have any old business to discuss that's on the agenda?
Negative.
Great. Does anyone have any new business to discuss? Okay, fantastic. Guys, anybody want to chime in with anything? Open to you to discuss anything? Going once, going twice. Eric and Mike, thank you guys. We forgot to acknowledge our illustrious members at the beginning of the call. Thank you for joining us. We are always pleased when you join us.
Welcome. Now you're pushing it.
Looking forward to catching up with you when we get in there. All right, next conference call is Wednesday, October 18th. I am going to keep that on the schedule just because I know it's a couple days after homecoming, but I want to keep that on there and make sure that we're all. I would imagine that we're going to have some more, hopefully, good news on the rechartering effort. So I definitely want to keep that on there. I will note it is 6 o'clock PM. We started this meeting at 5:15. This
is himself on the back.
I am patting myself on the back for a 45-minute meeting. And in spite of me being late, getting everyone out of here, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Patrick Farley, can I have a second, please?
Second.
Ken Burko, second that one. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Without further ado, we are done. We'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks again.
Good night. Yeah. Good night. Good
evening. Bye.
that.
Oh, fighting the shark.
Thank you.
Thank you. here and I rather and more.
Grace doing her homework.